Hello. Okay, that's good. I also did not come in thinking that I was going to tell a story tonight, but I was inspired by somebody's reference to something which will become obvious later in my story. So I moved to Baltimore in 2015 from Seattle. I was there for about 8 years. Yay, Pacific Northwest. One of my dearest friends in Seattle, her name is Rose, in the last year before I left, she's a nurse, and so she was working full-time and also going to school part-time. She's hardcore. By the time it became obvious that I was going to be leaving Seattle for an undetermined amount of time, started kind of planning my, like, long hangout sessions with all my really good friends. This was particularly difficult with Rose because of her schedule. And I was working full-time, and I was like, fuck it, I'll take a day off to do whatever. You just tell me the day. So the day came, and Rose had not had a day off in, like, 3 weeks. And it was really good weather, and we decided that we were going to go have a beach day because there's a lot of water in Seattle. So she packed... she packed the food and I packed the booze. And then she also packed additional booze. So I brought champagne and Pog, which is like passion fruit orange guava juice. Goes great with shitty champagne and basically anything else. And she brought vodka. I hate vodka. She just put it right into the Pog and the champagne. So I'm getting ahead of myself. The morning starts off. She says, do you want me to come get you? Now, I live east side, which means on the other side of the water. And I'm like, no, because I have this new car. And I have, this is the only new car I've ever owned. And I am, like, mixed feeling, very excited about it, but also really, like, shamefully yuppie about it, because it's a Leaf. The Nissan dealership in Bellevue, Washington, has a big banner that says they are the most, they have sold the most Leaves in the United States because it's just the right, like, combination of yuppie and hippie there. So it's very cool to have a new car that you, like, push button start. It's my little robot car, but I also feel sort of guilty about it because it's so nice and I'm not used to nice things. And but hey, no gas. And so that's kind of the conversation I have with myself about this damn car. Anyway, so I drive, I meet her, we go in, we're going to get our coffees, and then we're going to go to the beach. And I don't know which beach. There's lots of beaches to choose. The barista asks us which beach, and Rose says, oh, Daikiki Beach. Okay, so Seattle has some unofficial clothing of various levels, optional sorts of beaches. I have never been to any of these beaches before. And I look at her, and I'm like, okay, it's her day off, whatever she wants. And she's explaining to me she's really excited about it because it's like a very body positive sort of beach. Okay, so nervous and uncomfortable, but just wanted to be supportive of Rose, and there's like booze in the future, so it doesn't matter. So we get to the beach, and I am like in my bikini-ish, and I'm already super uncomfortable, and she's just like, fuck it. So she just strips down, and there's like other various bodies of shape, sizes, and ages wandering around. And suddenly, I'm the weirdo because I still have clothing on. So eventually, I work myself into the water and then complete, like, disrobing. And I'm like, I'm doing it! I'm kind of naked in public with my friend, and nobody else is paying any attention. And so it was like, okay, I can actually do this. And, of course, as soon as I come out of the water, I'm, like, wrapping myself in my towel. Meanwhile, Rose is having a great time and is hitting the Pog and the champagne and the vodka all really hard. And it's a sunny day, which is rare in Seattle, which, especially when you're deprived of sun like you are constantly in Seattle, makes you want to take advantage of the day even more so. So I, of course, have packed like a gallon of water, and I'm doing a good job keeping me hydrated. I'm doing a less good job keeping Rose hydrated. And I realized that we're not going to last the whole day on the beach because she's, like, kind of starting to fall asleep and getting kind of woo-woo-y. And so she's much like, yeah, I think I should just go nap. Okay, all right. So we pack Rose and the rest of the booze, and we're not far from her place. Everything, it's a geographically small place. We're in the Leaf, and we're driving, and we're, like, 4 blocks from her place. And I hear, I don't feel so... Yeah, so I was prompted because if somebody had a vomit story earlier. So she throws up at the door, and she completely misses. And so now there's vomit all down the passenger side door of my brand new car. And she feels so terrible, even in her drunken stupor. And the fucked up thing is all I could think is, thank you so much. I suddenly feel so much less shameful about my car. Such a good gift.